Hello and welcome to the PMP certification training program. In today's session, we are going to talk about few agenda items here. So I welcome you all to this session. In today's session specifically, we are going to spend time about what is PMP, what is this certification is all about, why we should be doing this certification, etc. First, we will understand what is PMP certification, why we should do PMP certification, what are the advantages when you will do PMP certification over the people who have not done the PMP certification. Project management framework. We will talk a bit about project management framework as well. And most importantly, since you all have decided to appear for the PMP certification examination, then what is this exam is all about? What is the nature of the exam? And bit more on the PMP examination we will cover as a part of today's session as well. So let's get started with this. First, we'll talk about what is PMP certification. So if you see PMP certification, PMP is introduced by PMI, which is Project Management Institute. It's a very, very old institute and it's globally recognized institute. We will talk about PMI a bit more on the next slide. But when you appear for the PMP certification, you will definitely need to refer to one book, which is Project Management Book of Knowledge. And PMBOK, in short, we call it as PMBOK. The current edition of the PMBOK that is being used for the examination preparation is PMBOK 6th edition, which was already introduced last year. And the new examination is based on the 6th edition of the PMBOK. Now, PMBOK is basically the book of knowledge. So it comprises of various processes, best practices, terminologies, guidelines in the area of project management. So there are 49 processes. There are certain best practices when you perform certain processes. There are tools and techniques that are recommended. At the same time, there are certain terminologies that we need to understand as well. So what is that book which we can refer to when we come across any term within the area of project management? Or where will I find certain guidelines when I'm working in the project management area? So this is the book which we can refer to. And I have seen that when we were working on in our organization, when the project management process was, we're supposed to set up the project management process, one of the guide that we referred to was PMBOK. So PMBOK is very, very well recognized and it contains standards in the area of project management, and you will find all the organizations, most of the organizations, I would say, who are into project management. And of course, I have seen that project management is there in all the organizations because there are projects, some projects on the other hand, and we have to undertake n number of projects and programs, and those are basically part of the portfolio under which you are working. So it's important that we need to refer to certain standards which we can refer to and create the organization-specific project management process, which could be customized, but most of it will come from the Project Management Book of Knowledge. So this is the globally recognized best practices across project management industries and domains. When you appear for the PMP certification exam, I would strongly recommend you to go through the PMBOK guide at least twice if possible. If not, then at least once. And once you read this, you will understand the fundamentals in the area of project management. So starting with that, now I did mention about PMI a while ago. So Project Management Institute is basically a non-profit professional membership association. Now this is basically for all the project management professionals across different countries and continents. And therefore you'll find Project Management Institute is globally recognized and it's very, very active institute. You'll find PMI conducts and does lots of things in the area of project management, right from the competition into project and programs to organizing the seminars and conferences and lots of research work that is done in the area of project management. And PMI is such an institute which keeps on continuously upgrading the whatever the knowledge, whatever the best practices in the area of project management. At the same time, PMI is such an institute which also conducts a lot of research and surveys in the area from the point of view of career paths. For example, if you are into project management and you want to develop a career path in this area, then how you should be going about doing that. At the same time, setting standards for the project management, all these things are done by the Project Management Institute. And PMBOK is the guide which is published by PMI, which is referred to when you appear for the PMP certification. So that's bit on PMI and the PMBOK guide, which is definitely important from the PMP certification point of view. Nowadays, we also talk about Agile a lot. And PMI is definitely not behind in this area as well. PMI has introduced PMI ACP certification a few years ago, and you will also find a lot of people are aspiring to become PMI ACP, which is Project Management Agile Certified Practitioner certification. So if you are working in Agile, again, this is certification not for the people who are freshers, but for people who have experience into project management and Agile way of working, can certainly go for PMI ACP as well. Now, those of you who are interested into doing deep dive into areas like scheduling or areas like risk management, for you, there are certain additional certifications also, which we can definitely aspire to get these credentials. So one of the certification is PMI Scheduling Professional, and the another one is Risk Management Professional. In fact, all of us who have been working in the project management area for quite some time, we can definitely aspire for the certifications like Scheduling Professional and Risk Management Professional, because these two areas are very, very important in the project management. So there are quite a few options here, as you see, and good that you have started your journey with PMP. And I'm sure once you complete your PMP successfully, you will also move on to the other certifications. And these certifications, how they will help you and how they will enhance your overall credential. And most importantly, the trust when you go out and look out for the job. Let's talk about more on, in fact, how this will help. We are going to specifically talk more on the PMP certification, because this training is on PMP certification training. So hence, let's talk more on PMP. So PMP stands for Project Management Professional. So PMP is globally acknowledged professional certification. Now, this is a program in the project management, I would say, because when you decide to go for PMP, first of all, you have to prove yourself that you have the relevant experience and you have the relevant education. So once you have the relevant education and experience, the professional education and experience, then only you are qualified to appear for the PMP certification examination. So that is one of the reasons also why PMP is globally recognized across industries and domains. Now, why you should be doing PMP certification? Let's just talk about a few reasons here. First reason is definitely about it's crucial and prestigious for employment. So be it in the company you are working in, the moment you do PMP certification, I have seen, you can actually negotiate your salary hikes. You can actually think about getting into some job where project management skills and knowledge is required. And that may be a next level, that may be an elevation for you. So it is definitely prestigious for the employment. Apart from that, it's a golden standard for project management certification. As I mentioned, this is going to be one of the most prestigious certification. So it's a golden standard. In the area of project management, if you're working, definitely I have seen many job descriptions mentioning that PMP certified. So they are looking out for project manager who is certified PMP. Apart from that, importantly, it also gives you freedom to work in any industry across the globe. Now, when you work in project management area, so even if you belong to any domain or belong to any technology, the most importantly, you get an opportunity to work across domains and across technology. Because we are talking about project management skills and the knowledge over here, which is irrespective of the domain knowledge and the technology knowledge. Of course, if you have the domain and technology knowledge in the respective area, that will give you more advantage. But even if it is not, definitely the project management skills and knowledge will help you in working across globe and in the any industry that you aspire to work. So these are some of the benefits that I have experienced myself. At the same time, I'm sure you can look forward to some of these benefits as well of the PMP certification. Let's talk about some specific advantages that we can look out for. The first thing that I've already mentioned is definitely the salary hike. When you complete your PMP certification, first thing I have seen is many companies, they reimburse the cost. So anyway, that in itself is like companies investing on you. And when you complete the certification successfully, you can not only reimburse the cost of the certifications in many organizations, but also I have seen people negotiating for good salary hikes during their appraisals. It also improves performance. This is very, very important from your career point of view as well. So if you are working in project management, not necessarily as a project manager, you could be working into any of the domains within the project management, which is absolutely fine. But the moment you complete your PMP certification, it will give you width of knowledge. At the same time, depth of knowledge into specific areas and domains. As a result of which, when you start applying some of those tools and techniques that you have learned out of the study that you have done for PMP, let's take example of the estimation. So we talk about different estimation techniques as a part of PMP training and PMP certification. You will study some of those estimation techniques as well. So be it parametric estimation or bottom-up estimation, when you go back or when you complete the certification while studying even for the certification, one of the things that I would also recommend is go back and start applying some of these techniques and tools that you have learned in the PMP training on your project. So that will also improve your performance. That will also make you smarter than the other associates with whom you're working or your peers or your colleagues. And that will definitely give you edge over them as well. Apart from that, this will also give you an opportunity to expand market reach. So as I mentioned, you can actually, once you complete your PMP certification, you can go beyond your industry and domain, and location is not a constraint at the same time because this is globally recognized certification. So even if you wanted to work in a specific area, you always wanted to work or you are aspired to work in the specific area of your choice, I'm sure you can certainly try and look out for applying and trying out in that area. And I'm sure there are very high chances of you getting through the interview process, for example, when you're applying for the specific area that you want to get into. This is globally acknowledged. So as I mentioned, that there is no constraint with respect to the location. So whichever the location that you're working in, the PMP certification is always going to give you an edge over others. Better job opportunities, not only within your current organization, you can apply through the internal job postings that are usually posted, and that's usually a part of the organizational processes and the policies, the HR policies, that you can apply for the internal jobs when they are open. Usually they are announced within the organization first. Then when you complete your PMP certification, that will give you, again, a benefit through which you can apply for various job opportunities. And there are high chances that you can get through some of those job opportunities and you would be able to actually move on to up in the career ladder, or it could get elevated into the same role as well. It will give you an edge over non-PMP certified professionals. So as I mentioned earlier as well, so when there are two people for the interview in project management, if somebody is PMP certified, I'm sure that person always gets an edge over somebody who is not certified. And you must have also read yourself many a times that whenever you appear for the PMP certification or when you want to really get into this area, then when you try and apply for various jobs, when you read the job description, you'll find that many times they mention specifically, explicitly, that we are looking out for a project manager who is PMP certified. Moving on to project management framework. Now, let's talk a bit about project management. Of course, in the training, we will talk more about project management as far as framework is concerned. We'll be talking about various things. But for now, as this session is more like a basic high-level introductory session, I'm just going to touch a base on the project management framework. So if you see project management, you'll find that as far as a PMI is concerned, what PMI has done is that there are various process groups that are defined as a part of the PMI's PMBOK guide. So you'll find there are five process groups which are there as a part of the framework. So first is initiating process. Then we have planning process. Then we have executing process, closing process, and there is a continuous monitoring and controlling process happening. So whenever we work on any project, you take example of any project, typically what happens? So if you are into, let's say, software projects, and you wanted to give customers a digital experience, okay? So you decided to digitize all the possible opportunities that you would get within your area. So essentially what you do, you actually decide to put or create multiple phases in order to complete this project. So you start right from the feasibility study. So whether it is possible to do it, first of all. And the moment you get a confirmation on that, then you get into a sort of, maybe you create a business case, you'll create a benefits management plan, etc. And all that, once it is in place and approved, then you start working with the project phases. So you may come up with various project phases, right? From initiating a project to gathering requirements or doing analysis or design. Then you built it, then you test it, and then you deploy it. So there are various phases. Now, as for the project management framework, these process groups will fall under each and every phases. So when you enter a phase, like for example, when you enter a phase, let's say called analysis, so you have a list of requirements that you have gathered for digitizing the various things that you could digitize within your area. Then you enter into a phase, which is analysis phase. Then what you do, you initiate the analysis phase. That means you basically think about what I need to do as a part of analysis. What is going to be my overall approach? Okay, so you initiate that, you kind of get yourself ready. And once you do that, you start planning. Okay, so what all things are supposed to be doing within the analysis phase? So creating the high level design and the low level design, etc., could be some of my deliverables that I can think of. And then I execute the plan that I have prepared. And once the execution is completed, then you close the process. But throughout this, what I also do is, during the analysis phase, I also ensure that whatever the activities that I'm performing, whether those are as per the plan that I've created or not. So that continuous monitoring has to be done. And therefore, monitoring and controlling is a part of the analysis phase in this example. Similarly, this is going to be a part of each and every phase. So even if you move on to the next phase, which is, let's say, creating design, right? So that's where we talk about the high level and the low level design, which could be done once the analysis is completed, all right? Or sometimes I have seen people combining that. You analyze and then you work on the design. So the whole point is, then again, you start working on initiating, getting yourself ready, create a plan, then you execute that plan, you monitor and control, and once that phase is completed, you close it. So then you exit out of that phase. And whenever you exit out of that phase, you always have certain output from that phase. So for example, high level and the low level design document could be the output of the phase that you have completed. So that's a bit on the project management framework. So from PMBOK point of view, we have got these process groups. There are five of them. Then we have 49 processes, which are again part of these various process groups. And there are 10 knowledge areas. The knowledge areas like stakeholder management or project integration management, scope management, time management, right, or schedule management, cost management, quality management, human resource management, communications management, procurement management, and risk management. So there are total 10 of them. And each of these knowledge areas, you'll find there are various processes. Let's take a quick one example. Let's say project integration management. So when you work on project, you perform various activities. So one of the important function, one of the important process should be integration. How are you going to ultimately integrate those activities so that we can show the progress of the project as one project and not different projects? So for that, what do I have to do? First thing that is done as a part of the project integration management is creating a project charter. So when we start working on the project, the project sponsor will hand over the project charter to the project manager. And then that's how the project manager is empowered to kickstart the project work and also authorized to use the resources on the project. The other could be develop project management plan. So once we have a project charter in place, then we start working on creating a plan. So that plan would include lots of other plans. So how are we going to do quality management? How are we going to do scope management? How are we going to do schedule management? So these are the subsidiary management plans, which then are built into the project management plan. Then we have direct and managed project work. So this is where we actually start working on the project. And then we'll have to also manage the various project activities that we are performing. While doing that, we'll also have to continuously monitor and control the project work and keep on checking whether what we are doing, is it as per the plan or not. So if there are any deviations, then we always take corrective and preventive actions. So what are those actions? Again, we will cover as a part of this training. Next thing is we perform the integrated change control, because while working on the project, it's not a smooth selling experience, right? You may have experienced yourself many a times. Change comes even towards late in the project and we need to respond to that change. Otherwise, there could be a customer dissatisfaction. So this is a bit sensitive. So how to go about really managing that change effectively? So we need to set up a change control board. So how does that work, etc., is going to be covered as a part of this. And once we do that, then we'll have to perform the project closure activities or the phase closure activities. So this is how the various processes will fall into this knowledge area, which is integration management. Similarly, all these 49 processes will be covered as a part of this training. And under each and every processes, we are actually going to talk about what are the inputs, what are the tools and techniques that I'm supposed to be using, and what outputs should I expect by the end of that process. So this training covers, in a very comprehensive fashion, all these processes, and we'll be doing deep dive into inputs, tools, techniques, and outputs as well. Now let's talk about PMP exam. A PMP examination, as I mentioned, we have certain things here to be considered. First is the education. Another thing is experience. So if you are a high school diploma holder or maybe any associated degree, which is global equivalent, then the expectation is you need, which is of course going to be around 60 months, right? The expectation is you need to have experience of 7,500 hours into project management. Now that could be from any of the project management domains and not necessary from the project manager as a whole. Okay. As far as the role is concerned, you could be playing any role. If you are a bachelor degree holder or any global equivalent, then with of course 36 months of total education, then you're expected to have the experience of 4,500 hours to project. So that's the experience required if in case you are the bachelor degree holder. Now, in both the cases, what is expected is 35 contact hours. And you don't have to worry about that because when you are, since you all are attending this training, and by the end of this training program, you will be given 35 contact hours. And that certificate is given to you. And benefit of that is even if your application is identified as a part of the PMI audit process, still you don't have to worry about that because you'll be able to provide them with the evidence of attending the training and gaining these 35 contact hours. Through that certificate, it's very easy then for you to produce that evidence as well. There are a few things that we need to remember while filling out the application form. When you put down your experience, ensure that that experience is non-overlapping. If it is for 4,500 hours of experience that you are putting it in the application, so that experience in the project should be during last 8 years, and that should be non-overlap. That's very, very important. Approximately 20% of the applications are picked up under random audit for the random audit check. And again, even if your application is identified under this random audit, still you don't have to worry about because you will get all the support in order to complete the audit process with PMI. Whatever the evidences that they might ask, especially from the training point of view, for that you will be also given the support. So for example, the certificate is one of the evidence that you can produce to them in order to satisfy the requirement that you have gained 35 contact hours. The another important question which comes to many people's mind is that experience of 4,500 hours, for example, should it be as a project manager or should it be from any of the project management work? The answer is that experience can be from any of the project management domain or any of the project management areas that you have worked. So if you take example of a software project, you may be a tester and you are doing only testing, but you are part of the project. So even that experience is valid. Or you may be just a developer and you're not really a project manager, but still that experience of as a developer is going to be considered because ultimately you're part of the project. So it's fine even if you don't have experience by the title project manager, but since you participated in the project management by performing the various activities and of course you were also part of that project and responsible for the deliveries of the project or deliverables, whatever the deliverables that you're working on, that experience is also considered under this. Now, exam fees is different for the PMI member and the non-member. I would personally recommend you to go for membership because membership would have its own advantages. Now, again, in the exam also, there are two options. One is computer-based test and the paper-based. Again, I would advise you to go for computer-based because then you can see the result immediately after the exam is done. So when you go for computer-based test, the member fees is $405. For non-member, it is $555. If you go for paper-based testing, then the fees is $250. For non-member, it's $400. Now, if you go for re-examination, but unfortunately, if it happens that you have to go for re-examination, for computer-based, you have to pay $275. And for non-member, it is $375. For re-examination, if it is paper-based, then it is $150. And for non-member, it is $300. The advantage with membership is because membership fee is just $139. Again, there are a few countries which also get some additional discount. So if you put together the PMI membership fee and the member fees for the certification, if you put that together, then you will find that the total comes to more or less the same. But the advantage here is that you will also get a PMI membership, first of all. That means you can certainly get an access to the professional, first of all, to whatever is happening in the area of project management and the different things that Project PMI keeps doing. So you'll get access to that. At the same time, you will get the PMBOK soft copy, which is free of cost. So that is another benefit there. So that's the advantage. So therefore, the advised thing would be to go for the PMI membership. Now, as far as the PMI or number of attempts are concerned, there are only three to be considered within a year. So even if you have to retake exam max, you can take it within 3 years. Now, when you appear for, as I mentioned, I think the renewal part we have already covered. So you have to complete 60 PDUs. So that is fine. Now, how is the exam pattern? It's a 4-hour exam. So one of the practice that you have to do is ensuring that you sit at one place for 4 hours. So I would strongly recommend you, before you go for PMP examination, at least 2 times you complete full-time 200 question mock test so that you would at least be able to practice for sitting to 4 hours, because that is something really important. Exam is conducted in a proper parametric center. There are 200 questions. Out of that, 25 are pre-test questions. So those will not be considered for the score, but 175 are the ones that are considered. However, you would not know which are those 25 questions. Hence, you will have to appear for all those 200 questions. There is no negative marking as such, and this exam is developed by a group of individuals who have been working in the project management area for quite some time, and they are, of course, PMP certified or credential holders as well. So once you clear the PMP examination, get the PMP certificate. Now, these days, a soft copy comes, so you can go to the PMI account and you can download that soft copy easily. So that's the advantage. So don't just learn about the project management, but you master it. And in order to master it, this particular training is certainly going to help you. So this session, which we have just started with, has just covered about the PMP training, certification, why we should be doing it, etc. And once we get onto the training, we will start with the project integration management, which is one of the longest module. And that's where we'll be actually talking about more on the integration management processes, some of the examples of the artifacts, documents, etc. So I welcome you all once again. You have taken the right decision, embark on this journey of PMP certification. Thank you.